It is the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show on 860 AM WNOV and W293CX 106.5. Wherever you may be listening, however you may be listening, whether through those particular stations, the TuneIn app, the Simple Radio app, the website, thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com, or anywhere in between. We are live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beside me, I am your host, Joy Baird. Beside me is my wife, co-host, best friend, and gardening partner,
Holly Baird.
thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com is your destination for all things gardening, now containing over 1,000 garden videos, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and a whole lot more. 2 years of failures. Then we got a hold of Mark Brown, who's the curator of the St. Louis Garlic Festival, who grows about 20,000 bulbs of garlic a year. We said, here's what we're doing, and he said, here's what you're doing wrong. And ever since then, we've had very good garlic here in the Milwaukee area.
Right. So it does take 9 months to grow. Now, there is spring garlic, but we're going to talk about how we grow our garlic, which is the fall garlic. So you want to put that in the ground here in the Milwaukee area. The
first Saturday in October
is when we put ours in.
Again, 9 months. So you're going to dedicate this spot for a very long period of time. So there are some things you can intercrop in with them, but we're going to focus on the garlic itself. So you're going to put it in the first week in October. Now let's talk about what type of garlic we want to plant, because we just don't want to go to the grocery store, which we did years ago, buy, plant it, and it didn't do well. That was our mistake. You want to buy good, actual heirloom variety garlic. The garlic you get at the grocery store, if it's just the generic brand on the shelf, a lot of that has come from Asia and is hydroponically grown, or grown in the situation of producing for quantity instead of quality.
Basically, it's probably not going to regrow.
It's a generic garlic. Right.
Right. So we get ours from Copper Kettle Farm, and they are out
In Colgate.
In Colgate, which is just kind of by the Menominee Falls a little bit.
Now, you don't have to get it from there.
No, you don't, but you can get it at farmer's markets if you know somebody who grows garlic. Or you just don't want it online.
Right. You don't, if you're going to buy it online, that's great. That's fine. You just don't want to buy it. You want to try to stay regional. You don't want to buy garlic that's being sold from a producer in Phoenix, Arizona, because it's not going to grow right here in the Milwaukee area or anywhere, wherever you're listening. You want to buy it from the area in which you're intending to grow it, or at least regionally.
Right.
So there's two different types of garlic. There's hard-neck garlic and soft-neck garlic.
Right. And so in Wisconsin, hardneck seems to do the best.
Yeah, that's what we've recommended. That's what our supplier recommends. You can grow softneck. There is some challenges with softneck. And the difference between the two here are simply this. Hardneck, the stem, if you would cut the bulb completely top to bottom, the stem goes all the way through the bulb. Softneck, the stem does not go all the way through the actual garlic bulb. So that's the difference.
And if you are familiar with what garlic scapes are, hardneck gets you the garlic scapes.
Yes, and the one store is better than the other, but we find that the hardneck works great.
And hardneck also has more flavor. It's heartier for...
Well, anytime you buy good actual garlic, or you grow your actual garlic, only use about a quarter of what you normally would use in a dish. Not because it's spicy hot, but because the intensive flavor is so much stronger than the generic stuff that we're used to in the grocery store. So we...
Okay, so now we have our...
Let's talk about one other... There's another garlic that people will go, what about elephant garlic? What about elephant garlic?
So elephant garlic is technically related to the leek family, which is then the onion family. So it's not technically garlic.
And you grow that elephant garlic as you would a bulbing onion. You plant it in the spring, you harvest it in the fall. It has a garlic flavor, yes, and it has very large bulbs or cloves in that bulb. So if you don't like peeling garlic, or you have issues with your hands that you can't peel it very well, that would be the way I would go. But you can get, you know, they'll get almost tennis ball size,
right,
baseball size bulbs there. So we want to plant, you want to get good, loose, fertile soil, and you don't have to put this in your garden. You can throw this in a flower bed, because, you know, you don't need much space.
No, and you can do in the ground, you can do in raised beds.
People will do this in containers. This is not something we recommend, but it can be done successfully in containers in Wisconsin. We just find it's way, way less maintenance, and as gardeners, we want to get the most out for the least amount of work we can do. Garlic in the ground is the way to go about doing that. But if you have no ground, then you can do containers, and there's some great articles online which instruct you on how to do that successfully.
Okay, so we talked about hardness.
Let's talk about where we want to plant.
Right, so you want to put this where it's in full sun, well-draining soil, and not a low area. So we had that really wet spring, and a lot of people had difficulties with their garlic because they planted it in a low-lying area. Now, you might not think, okay, my garden seems pretty flat, but
if you lay on your stomach and look at the terrain of your garden, you will see the flows and ups and downs.
Yes.
And it's amazing how much a little water will puddle in an area and set there and not drain very well. So you want to, and again, look up where you're going to plant this, because...
Especially right now.
There's trees above us.
Right.
By the time you plant, some of the leaves may have fell off if you're first, second, third week in October, based on what your time frame is. And in the spring, that tree is going to reestablish itself, and you're going to be in a shady area. They do grow somewhat in shade area, but you're going to do far, far better if you're in full sun. So you have to work with what you got.
Right.
I know you don't want to be cutting trees down, but you want to use what you got.
Definitely. So you want to consider where you're planting it, and as Joey had mentioned before, you're committing to that spot for about 9 months. So you're not in the spring. You're not going to be able to use that spot.
You could intercrop like radishes or lettuce or something like that.
But it's not going to be.
You're not going to throw tomatoes in or zucchini or anything like that.
So we know where we want to plant it now. One thing you can do.
Let's talk about how to get the actual seed or the bulb, and what's the difference here. The bulb is, you want to break the bulb apart to find
to get the cloves.
The cloves.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to plant seeds because seeds will take almost 2 years to get to a bulb-like stage. So you want to take that clove, the largest clove of the cloves of it. All the cloves will grow, but the larger the clove, the better opportunity at the end of the season. You're going to have large bulbs that you're going to be able to harvest. So you want to do that, and you want to plant it in the same direction that you pulled it off of the actual bulb. Put it about 2 to 4 inches deep, 12 inches apart at max. We go somewhere between 8 and 9 because we've learned that you can cram these in a little tighter in a row, and then row spacing no more than 18 inches apart. We will go 12 inches apart because some of these garlic will grow 3.5 foot tall and span out 1.5 to 2 foot. They get very large.
Right. So that's how you want to plant them. And before you plant them, you can soak them. You don't have to, but you can soak them in water or compost tea.
And the reason why you want to, or we would recommend soaking them, is you're planting them in the fall for the roots to get established. Then the plant's going to go into dormancy and then come back as soon as the first warmth of spring occurs in the soil. So by soaking them, you're going to energize the internal mechanisms inside that clove in order to put roots on. You're going to have some top growth, yes, based on how long from the time of planting to the first hard freeze you have, you're going to have some top growth. That's totally fine. Nothing wrong with that. Now, some people will mulch their garlic at the time.
Right, I was going to mention this. So if you're going to mulch your garlic, excuse me, you want to make sure you're not putting a foot or more of mulch on there. You want just a few inches.
Right.
We don't mulch ours, and we haven't mulched ours ever, and it does fine. So that's something that you want to keep in mind, is that you don't have to mulch it. You are going to see it sprout before winter, and you might think, what's going to happen if I don't mulch it? It's going to be okay.
Now, you can mulch it, and then in the spring, pull that mulch back so these plants can get pushed through that mulch. Dry grass clippings, which those are dissipate. Straw is the best mulch if you're going to go that way. Shredded leaves, but again, some people feel that putting that mulch on top of the seed bed will insulate that garlic and help it a little bit. Again, we've had some harsh winters and our garlic has done fine. So it's a personal preference. If you want to,
want to mulch,
only do a part of it and experiment
just don't put a foot of mulch on it. Just do. A couple inches at most.
Right. And then in the spring, you're not fertilizing in the fall. In the spring, you're going to add some fertilizer, whether it's a compost, just sprinkle it on top and let the water from rain push it down in the ground, some type of all-natural fertilizer, something that to just give it an extra little energy boost in the spring so you can go ahead and get that to begin to grow. And this will begin to rapidly sprout up as the temperature is warm. You're going to... And what we're talking about hard neck, we're going to talk about scapes. On the soft neck, you're not going to harvest it until the tops fall over.
Mm-hmm.
That's your indication of when to harvest it. The plant's going to die. Top
just like an onion.
Yeah, just like an onion. With hard neck garlic, you're going to have a couple of stages in which you'll know what steps to take here. First, you will start to see what is going to be a hook-like growth on the top of the plant coming out of the center
and
stalk.
And it has like a little bulb type thing, like a little notch in that hook-like top.
And you can Google garlic scapes and find this out. But that's what it is. You want to cut that at the injunction of where it's coming out of the plant.
So when you do that, what you want to do is, you want to cut them. And so what that does essentially is any plant is designed to reproduce. So when it puts that scape on, it's starting to put its energy into that notch, which would be the seed pod. And so it's decided, okay, now I'm ready to reproduce. So when you cut that scape, it's going to put its energy back into the bulb and the growth as opposed to putting into the scape.
Now, you can do a couple of things with these scapes. Don't throw them in your compost pile. Some of these major garlic gardeners will sell these to specialty restaurants because it's a two-week span a year. You can just fry the garlic scape on the grill. You can make garlic scape pesto. You have to really like garlic because it is a very good...
I mean, you can cut it. It's very strong garlic flavor. You can cut it with basil or spinach or kale, but it is definitely, if you just make the garlic scape pesto, it's quite strong. So you... But you could, instead of making the pesto, you could grind it with some olive oil and then freeze it, and that way you freeze it in small portions, and you can add that when you cook. It's really good that way.
We've also dehydrated it and ground it to a powder and use it as a seasoning, and it's just same thing as a garlic.
Or you can chop it up into smaller portions and use it in stir fry.
So that'll be about 4 to 5 weeks before you're going to harvest. And based on your variety, you're going to harvest between the third week in June here in Milwaukee to the second week in July. You'll know when it's time to harvest when the bottom two sets of leaves die off and the top of the plant is still completely green. That's your indication to harvest. You're wanting to dig those plants out, not pull them out, because you will extract, you'll rip the stalk out of the bulb, and you want that in its entirety to dry to allow the juices from the top of the plant to go back down into the bulb. You're going to hang it vertical and let gravity pull that energy back into the bulb. You let it cure for 4 to 5 weeks in an air-circulated room, an eaves, a porch, a garage, somewhere where it's not going to get direct sunlight or moisture. Trim the tops off about 2 inches above the bulb, and you can store it for 7 to 9 months. And that's just a little bit of how you can grow garlic. There's a number of videos on our website, thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com, that indicates, that gives much more detail. And when you come to our garlic talks, which you can find under the Come See Us tab, we've got more information there as well. So hopefully you will look at possibly growing garlic in your garden this year, because it's something that once you've grown it once, you'll wonder why you didn't grow it sooner.